Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that each and every one of you decided to log into the Elfrida Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, because we're going to have an exciting night. God is doing some great things. I know that my allergies are messing up. I know that we're going to get some more rain and things of that nature because my allergies begin to act up, amen? But we serve a God that is a good God, and so we have to work through all of those different things so that we can serve and magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to take this time out to thank God, my family, my friends, my new connects, and all of my other connections that I have made. Thank you so much for tuning in, telling other people. I appreciate that. We have some exciting news for the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, our Free to Love Show. There are people who want to come on the ministry. There are people who are listening. God is working and he's moving and taking us to different places and new heights. So we just thank God for his divine favor, grace, and mercy. But we want to begin, first of all, by adoring God, amen, before we bring all of our cares and before we bring everything unto God. We want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're going to pray unto God, and I'm going to do it without music, actually, because I want you to really focus on God. The music sounds great, but I want you to focus on God, and I want you to cast all of your cares upon him, because God is getting ready to take us to a new height. And you have to make sure that you're ready, because many people are asking God for many different things. And because we ask God for so many things, God is granting those things, amen? But God knows just how much to give us so that we will not be overwhelmed, if you will. And so we're going to pray unto God. And when we pray unto God, we're going to pray, first of all, for all of our burdens that we bring unto God. And we're going to also just thank God for who he is and what he does, because we serve a good God and we want to magnify God and we want to glorify God. And so as I get ready to pray, I want you to really think about everything that hinders you from serving God, things that hinder you from being the best for God. And we're going to have to pray those things away. The prayer of the righteous availeth much, and God wants to come into your heart, but there are some things that's blocking your blessings. You're not blocking God, because God is a supreme God. He's an awesome God. He can get through all of the barriers. But I want us to pray unto God, and I want us to be very sincere. Matter of fact, this segment is only for those who are sincere, those who are seeking breakthroughs, those who are seeking healing, those who are seeking something, those who are in need of something. And if someone has told you that they've arrived, I would question that, because no one arrives, amen? Even those with much go through much pain, and those with little go through little pain. And so we're going to pray unto God. And whatever the Lord lays on my heart to pray, I'm going to pray. Then after which, I'm going to take you through an activity entitled Your Needs and Wants. There are many new people on the line as well as people who have already been listening. You need some paper and a pen or a pencil. And we're going to go through a need and want activity. You must believe in the power of prayer, and you must believe that God can give you what you need and what you want. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to travel down dangerous streets and byways, Lord. And you kept us all day up until this very present hour. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to liberate us and set us free, Heavenly Father. If there is anyone who needs healing, we're asking would you be the healer. If there is anyone who needs deliverance, we're asking would you deliver. And if there is anyone who needs to be set free, we're asking that you would set them free, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your divine sovereignty. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might. And we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for the things that you're going to do, the things that you've already done, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. We bless your holy name. We worship you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus if there are any type of burdens or anything that people are carrying, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove those things, Heavenly Father, so that the blessings will begin to dispense and that the doors will begin to open, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are going in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going into the hospitals. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for each person who's listening tonight, Heavenly Father. We ask that something be said or done that would edify and magnify who you are. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give those who need a peace of mind a peace of mind? And would you help and lift those who are weak and build them up where they're torn, build them up where they're weak, Heavenly Father, and strengthen them where they're torn down. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you lift up, bow down heads, Lord, and would you cool squashing fevers, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to generate a generation who loves and adore you and who holds you in much admiration. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this evil and trying world, Heavenly Father. Would you bless this world to become a better place to live in, Heavenly Father. Would you bless the leaders and the politicians and the people who are over the world, Heavenly Father. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to build us up, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless this ministry to be a ministry that will edify and magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless each and every person all over this land and country? Would you cover each person in the blood of Jesus, Lord? Heavenly Father, we know that Mother Nature is taking place with earthquakes and hurricanes and wars and rumors of wars. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that your will be done in each situation. Then, Lord, as we conclude this prayer, we ask that we never be concluded out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. My eyes, for some reason, have been a little heavy. And what I mean by that is that my eyes, when you have different visions and things of that nature, your eyes become very happy in order to be able to dream. And those visionaries know what I'm talking about. And so all day long, my eyes have been very heavy because I'm with great expectation to see a vision that the Lord is going to give. And so bear with me, amen, because the Lord is not through with me yet, amen. And so on tonight, we're going to let the Spirit lead us, and God is doing some great things because now he's showing visions, and he's proclaiming that we all need rest, and he's proclaiming that we all need to be ready when he comes with our blessings, ready when he comes with the word, ready when he comes with an anointing, ready when he comes with a prophecy, ready when he comes, we need to be ready. And so my mission and my calling online on this little show is to prepare those who listen. Prepare those who listen. And so as people are continuing to log on and come on, we're going to go ahead and get started because the time is well spent. So what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper, and on that sheet of paper I want you to put need on the left side and draw a line and put want on the right side. All right, and I want you, we're going to go a little bit further because we need to define what a need is and we need to define what a want is. All right, we're going to define these things. All right, so when we deal with a need is something that one need to be productive. You notice that I did not say something that one need to live. I said it is something that one needs to be productive. Something that one needs to be productive. There are some people who need a car. There are some people who need a peace of mind. There are some people who need a financial breakthrough. There are some people who need rest. There are some people who need help with their wayward children. Things of that nature, that is a need, something that one needs to be productive. A want, on the other hand, is something that one is attracted to. Something that one is attracted to. For example, you have a car. God blessed you with a car, okay? God blessed you with a car, but you see another car that you may want. You see another car that you may want, and so that's a want. For instance, materialistic things are wants. You can live without the want. In other words, that's a great definition. You can live without it. You can live without it. Okay? You can live without it. Now, I want to go back real quick to the need, because some people say, well, one of my needs is a car. But God is saying, I gave you two legs. Amen? Some people who do not have any legs or are paraplegic, they need a wheelchair. They may need a wheelchair. But in this need, God says you still have a form of transportation, which are your feet. So a car is really not a need. A car is a want because it's more convenient. But God says you can use your feet. That's why we ask the Lord to order our steps. A lot of people think we're talking about the will of God. When we say order our steps, it means use our feet in a productive way. We talk about peace of mind. That is a need, because if you're not at peace, that means you're at war. And if you're at war, you have a tendency to have a disproportional life or dysfunctional life. So God says being at peace is a need, because when you're at peace, you can hear the Lord more freely. A lot of people wonder, well, why didn't I hear the Lord? I hear a lot of ministers say that. Some ministers say, well, you know, if the Lord told you that, why didn't I hear? Because you may not have peace in your life. There is a such thing as the Lord speaking to someone so that you can become the messenger. But some people, as I said before, ask, well, why didn't I hear the Lord say that? It may be because you don't have any peace in your life. And when you don't have any peace, there's chaos. There's a lot of noise. When you hear a lot of noise and there's a lot of noise, then you can't hear what is being said. And the Lord is speaking to you, but you have so much chaos going on and you're not at peace that you can't hear. Then the Lord says, talk about financial breakthroughs. He said that is a need. Why is that a need? Well, we use that commodity of money in order to buy the things that we need. But God says that all of those things come from Him. That's why the Lord asked for a tenth. He asked for a tenth of our money, what we get. God says, because if it had not been for the work, we need work in order to have money in order to buy what we need. But God says that he supplies all of our needs according to his riches. He gives us what we need. Then we talked about rest. The need to rest is very important, to rest, because if you're not at rest, then you're always up toiling and you're tarrying in places that you shouldn't be tarrying in, and therefore you miss your blessing. So it's rest is much needed. Rest is much needed. So let's go to the wants. When we go to the wants, it's something that you can live without, okay? Something that you can live without, but you want it. And so it's okay to ask for those wants, but just prioritize and make sure that you're asking for your needs as well. So what I want you to do is take out time, since you know the definitions now, take out time and write down all of your needs and all of your wants. And then the Lord's going to give us something with that. And I am going to play some music here in just a second. And when the music stops, then you stop writing, okay? And I want you to really focus on not being selfish. I want you to put some needs and wants of others, not just yourself, because God blesses you when you're able to help and bless someone else, okay? So I want you to not be selfish, and I want you to put some of the needs and wants, okay, others as well as yourself. So as this particular music plays, Center of My Joy, and I'm going to turn this down because the commercial is getting ready to come on, as Center of My Joy plays, we're going to write, and I want you to really think about these needs and wants, okay? And when the music stops, then if you're still writing, continue to write, and just let the Lord use you in a mighty way. Amen. It was Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And this is what I want you to do at this particular moment. Okay, so you wrote down some of your needs and wants. And if you're still writing, continue to write, because we serve a God who can do all things, and all things are possible with God. There are many people who say they need to be closer to God. Many people are asking for health, great health. Many people are asking for promotions, financial breakthroughs, starting a business. Many people are asking for favor and grace and their family. They're praying for their family, and they're asking for decisions, and they're asking for connections with people, and they're asking for many different things, and God is able to provide all of those things. But I want you to real briefly look through your needs list right quick and your wants list, and I want you to do a self-check, and I want you to make sure that nothing on your list implies that you are that you are not ready for, something you're not ready for. I want to make sure that on your list, this is something that you really need or something that you want, and you don't just want it because your neighbor has it. You want it because you need it and you like it. And so I want you to look on your list, and this is your opportunity now to continue to keep this list or to add on to this list. And then God is going to give me, I don't know what he's going to give me yet, but he's going to give me, he says, words of power that will encourage you to keep on keeping on as you look towards your needs and wants. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to just look over your list to make sure that you can handle everything that you ask God for in your needs section and everything that you ask God for in your wants section. Make sure you can handle each of those things and make sure it's not a selfish need or want.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So as you're looking at your needs and wants, and you make sure that it's not a selfish need and want, I want you to go ahead and flip the page, and we're going to listen to the revelation of God. The first thing that we all need to recognize and remember is that God is real, first of all. That's the reality of life, that God is real. And because God is real, that means that God can do some real things. He can heal, he can deliver, he can set free, he can change diagnosis. God can heal the sick, he can raise the dead. He can bless you in your just darkest moment. God can bring you to the marvelous light, even when you're down and even when you feel misunderstood. God can bring people together. He knows how to bring people together who are separated. So God is real. I want everybody to know that. Whether you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. God is real. And we know that God is real because we see signs and wonders. We see hurricanes. We see tornadoes. And when God says, peace be still, I guarantee you those hurricanes and tornadoes are at ease. They are still. So the first thing God wants us to know is he's real. He's not a fairy tale. He's not anything made up. And just because you don't see God physically like you would see your brother or sister, and what I mean by that is people or humans, does not mean that God is real. God is not real, because God is real. That's the first thing. You have to believe in God that he is real, okay? Number two, God says pray about everything. Pray about everything. Those needs and wants that you put on that paper, that we put on this paper, God says pray about those things, because there are seasons, there are due seasons for everything that you put on your paper. Some people say, Lord, I need to get closer to you. And God says the season is until you die. Why? Because every day we're trying to get closer to God because we're imperfect people. Somebody said, Lord, I'm going to the doctor. I need a good report. And God says you may have to go through the valley before you receive your good report, but he says continue to pray about everything, because prayer, what? It changes things. So God is real. He says pray about everything. Then God says with this particular segment and with this prayer and going through your needs and wants, God says make sure that you are ready. He says be you ready at all times, because you never know when you're going to step into a door and that's going to be your destiny. God says you never know when you're going to step into a door and it's going to be your destiny. So you must be ready at all times. What do you mean by that? God says, well, first of all, he says you have to put on the full armor of God, and that's in the Bible. He says put on the full armor of God, and what he means by that is that sometimes we miss our blessings because we're focused on the world. Somebody made us mad, and so we talk back to them. Somebody did us wrong, so we want to get back at them. And you're on the brink of going into the door, but you don't have on your full armor. And because you don't have on your full armor, you act in the flesh, God says. He says you act in the flesh because you don't have the full armor of God on. And you just forget about everything that God has taught you. And instead of you walking through the door, you take a different route in order to avoid that obstacle because you're already upset with that person. And that was your destiny right there. So God says you must put on the full armor of God. He says, be ye ready. Then in being ready, God says that you must always... He says, watch. He says, watch and pray. A lot of people believe that, you know, things are going to happen weeks from now, years from now. But God says every day is a new wonder. Every day is new favor, grace, and mercy. We must watch and pray for the power of God. Every day we must watch and pray. And then God says, finally, we must believe. We must believe. He says, because faith without works is dead. And so you're working toward everything you put on this paper. You want a closer relationship with God? Well, read your Bible. You know, your church starts in your heart. If you're not going to church, your church starts in your heart. God will lead and guide you where he wants you to be. Some people he guides in the streets because he wants you to do street ministry. Some people he guides in the church because he wants you to have a shepherd because you are a sheep and you were lost. And so it just depends on you. No one can tell you where you're supposed to be. That's why your church is always supposed to be in your heart, mobile, because you never know where the Lord is going to send you. That's why God says, be ye ready at all times. And you must believe. And believe is not just saying, I believe that there is a God, but I don't believe he can heal me. I don't believe he can deliver me. I don't believe he can set me free. God says you must believe in him. You must believe in his power. You must believe that God can do all things, and all things are possible for everybody. All things are possible. So let me go back over these. God is real. Okay? How do we know he's real? Because we get up every morning. How do we know he's real? He starts us on our way. He keeps us all day long. Amen? He forgives us for the things that we do. Number two, pray about everything. Pray in season and out of season. Pray about all things. Somebody did you wrong, pray for them. Because you never know where your blessing is. Your blessing may be past or beyond that person or beside that person. That may be your blessing. God says, be ready. Put on the full armor. But why? Because we live in an evil world. And you never know where evil is. Therefore, you must have on the full armor of God. Watch and pray. Always watch and always pray. And then finally, believe. Believe in the power of God. Because he is able to give you all of the desires of your heart. All right? And so at this particular time, there are a lot of people on the line. If you want to say something, you can. If you don't, then you don't have to. But I'm going to be quiet for at least 10 to 15 seconds to see if someone wants to say something.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm calling about the needs and the wants of this world, what the need and what it want is, really is, what you mentioned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I don't know, I just wrote some things down, and, you know, a lot of things that you just said, I pretty much wrote it down. As far, I have more on my needs list than I do my wants list. So,
okay.
It's more of in the spiritual as well as flesh way, because I'm looking to increase, as you mentioned, God's presence and understanding his presence and my assignment with him, which is wisdom and understanding more of our God and Jesus. And again, how to bless others and having a healthy body and just healings for others. And I want it, and when I mean wealth, I want wealth, and that, but it's more of the kingdom wealth I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
It's more of the wealth where I want to be able to not only have wealth, but pay more in tithes and bless others in third world countries who need help, you know, that nature. And how to, I'm learning too how to forgive. My need for me is how to forgive my enemies. you know, it's so hard when your enemies are putting you in the place like Joseph was in the pit. And,
right.
you know, it's just so hard to forgive people and understand people's reasoning. So you have to still forgive them and let go. And
right.
working, and again, more biblical knowledge as far as the Bible, seeking that as well. It encourages me just based on these stories of what the Bible has. It encourages me because everybody struggles. Every human being that was in this Bible struggled. So it just encourages me to read more and let you know that you're not the only one that struggles, that when you push something, you got to learn this. And good struggle and criticism is good because sometimes God is, he's training you to be able to, you got to go through something in order to know that God loves you and that he's bringing you up. And this is why he wants to pastor you or minister to you so you can minister to others and understand that God is real, as you mentioned.
That's good. That's good. And you said something very, very important. And you said, you know, sometimes for us, and that's for everybody, it's hard to forgive our enemies. But let's think about this. You know, each and every day, we think something or we do something that really displeases God. And how many times does God forgive us?
Yes. Yes,
you know?
He's always faithful about forgiving us. You know, he'll never say, as you mentioned, I mean, you know, well, you did something that was horrible, you know, I'm not going to forgive you. So he's nothing like that. And, you know, and I think, you know, because we look in this natural world, you know, we see people and we know how they are, certain people, and we look at it as in the flesh and saying, okay, you know, you did me this way. Oh, that's it. You know, I can't take it no more. You know, so you get into those moves. And instead of just letting God handle it and say, look, well, you know what? I don't know what was wrong with that person today, but God, I'm going to let you handle it, and I'm going to keep on, move on. You know, that's the attitude you have to have. And because you're not everybody's going to like you for who you are and what you are. Only God can handle things like this. And, you know, I think you can't get fed up or beating yourself up over people who gets into your mind and want to try to take control of it. So I think, you know, you have to just laugh it off and say, Lord, I'm going to let you handle it because, you know, you are the bigger God in this. And I know that, like as you mentioned, there's a blessing around the corner, because if a lot of times you're being tested. I believe that. You're being tested to see how your faith walk is with people and how you accept people. So
That's right.
Sometimes, you like you said, you have to let things go. And I can understand where people come from, you know, who've been challenged. And I just believe that sometimes when you get knocked down and things and like that, you got to learn that, well, Lord, you know, brought me this far. I know you can bring me back to where I'm supposed to be again. So
that's right.
I praise God for it.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that feedback because, you know, we can learn from each other, especially when we interact. I really appreciate that. And,
yes.
You know, any time that you want to come on the station or bring someone else or bring other people, please do so. Anytime you want to connect, you have a comment, anything, please do so.
Yes, yes, I will.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Anything else anyone would like to share? Anything else you would like to share, sir?
Well, I guess I can go for my want.
Okay, sure. Let's go for it. We have time.
Well, my want is, and you know, it's amazing because I just put down a bigger house, but I'm still blessed anyway from what I have. So you know, if he wants to increase me in that way as for a bigger house, I always say, you know, it's his house anyway. He's blessing you anyway. So, you know, if nothing is yours anyway, I mean, it's pretty much his. So.
That's right. That's right. And God will give you according to his will as well. So God is going to give you according to his will. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I thank everyone for listening to our Needs and Wants segment, and we will have a Needs and Wants segment every Monday. So I want everyone to come back, interact, feel free to interact like this young man just did. I really appreciate the interaction. I know a lot of people are listening, and some people just like to listen, which is great, but, you know, this is your show as well, so be sure to interact and just enjoy and get comfortable because we're all trying to make heaven our home. Amen?
Amen.
All righty. So I'm going to conclude this particular segment, and I have a couple of announcements to make. And so I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And so the announcements are, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friend by asking them to log into blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to ourfreedaloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. In addition to that, make sure if you're a gospel artist, psalmist, writer, author, actress, actor, journalist, you know, politician, any type of positive community member, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. That represents unity. And pray for yourself. And please pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, please take out your calendars and mark December the 18th. At 6 o'clock p.m. at the Bellmead Civic Center, we will have a big talent show, and many individuals will be able to display their talent, whether it's mom dancing, whether it's any type of clean dancing, poetry, anything like that, any talent, playing an instrument, singing, any talent that you want to display that's clean, you must email me before the 31st. Email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you're in the Texas area, if you're close to Texas, come out to Waco, Texas, also known as Bellmead, Texas, and it will be at the Bellmead Civic Center. All right. In addition to that, make sure that you go to these pages. If you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, that's alfreda.hubpages.com, and you click on that button, what you will find is Miss Vivica Fox will greet you. You click on that particular button, and we're going to change up and put some more articles. Okay, and you'll have, you can see articles with television and TV shows. And what we're trying to do with these articles is we're building literacy, not only for the adults, but for the children as well. So when we write these articles, when I write these articles, I'm trying to ensure that our students of all grade levels can read and interpret and understand these articles. We have many celebrity columns. We have effective presentation, social life in school, teaching, personal health, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, and things of that nature. So please, please, please be sure to look at that particular site. Also, we have the AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. And this is where everything is except my other websites, my fan pages, and I'm going to add those in. This needs to be updated. If you need a speaker for anything, education, religion, health, I am the one. Love is always the answer. This is a biography. This also tells some affiliations that I'm affiliated with. So please, please, please be sure to log in and check this particular bio out. you go back, as you all know, this radio outlet is an international outlet. We deal with regular people like me. We deal with celebrities, community leaders, actors, actresses. We deal with everyone. We attend different events. And so it's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all communicating about different events. And so that's what this whole radio station is about. Upcoming events, we do have the talent show on the 18th of December, as I said before. And so we're going to make a video and put that video there and update this page. Okay. Now, for the location, if you ever want to be on the ministry, the location, of course, is by phone. Now, if you're in the Waco or Bellmead area, of course, you know, I will come to your place and we can do it in person. But most of the shows are online because I have so many people that expand across, you know, across the world. And so just make sure that you can send a review or you can contact me on my email at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry, there are many gospel artists. Please be sure to support these gospel artists, each and every one of them. Be sure to support them because their ministry really ministers unto us. And also come back on tomorrow. We're going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. So please be sure to come back tomorrow and check that out. All right, some links. If you connect with me on LinkedIn, all you have to do is click on LinkedIn. Let's see here. Click on LinkedIn. You will be connected with me. I have some messages. I will get back with you within 24 hours. So just click on the message and message me, and I would love to connect with you. I love to connect with people, especially people who are in love with God, because I'm totally in love with God. I'm all in. I told God I surrender unto you. Whatever he would have me to do, I'm willing to do it. And God says, be ye ready, because you never know of the assignment that the Holy Spirit gives. Amen? Amen. So I stay ready and I stay prayed up, and I ask God, would he just go before me? Amen. And anything that I do, whether it's speaking, praying, whatever it is, ministering, teaching, you know, whatever it is. Then if you go here, click back out to the links and go to radio station, you will be connected live right to the radio station, okay? Right to the radio station. We have a couple of new people who were able to listen to our radio station. Praise God. All right? If you want to follow or if you want to know when the radio station will be played, all you have to do is click on the follow button, and what will happen is you will receive an email. Every time this ministry comes on, you will receive an email. Okay? So far, as you see, we're live. What do you need and want? This is a live show. We're on now. You scroll all the way down, you'll see some of my shows, Gospel Sensation, Praying with Love, Love's Top 15 Billboard Gospel Artists. That was last Tuesday, Needs and Wants. We do that every Monday. Who do you believe in? Meet Miss Alfreda Gerald, Believe in Magic, Gospel Phoebe Hines, Love's Top 15 Billboard, Pastor Gwen Kinder. And then if you go to each of these numbers, you can do the same thing, and you will have all of those particular shows, okay? And if you want to leave a comment, you can go to the comment box. And I'm typing in right now, God is great, and I believe that God can do anything, okay? So that's all you have to do is type it in. And I'm going to put my email. I'm going to say email me just so that you know that it's okay to type in comments or type in, you know, things of that nature. And then all you have to do is click post like Facebook. Okay? All right. So you can do that. And then go back. Press the back arrow. Spiritual Guide. The Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you want to order one of those particular books. Whoop, here it is right here. You can order that particular book. Okay. And so there's the book right there. We're going to also make a link to the website. Instead, we're going to make a link to the website. We have some consultants here. These are our bios. Speaking topics. All right. We have a couple of speaking topics. Cool classrooms, bullyproofing schools, control your metabolism, move something, 5 habits of successful people, motivating the team, your churches within the heart, and relationship, religion, and relief. Amen. So if you need a speaker, love is always the answer. All right, Article 1 and Article 2 are some articles we've written. Love's Author Corner. I'm getting ready to add some authors. We have some Ferguson, some people who were in Ferguson and they wrote books. I'm going to add them. Of course, Health and Human Performance. We're still working on that video as we have been for the past 3 or 4 weeks, but we're going to get it out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So this is just a little bit about the links. If you want to connect with me on Facebook, just type in A-L-F-R-E-D-A, then put a space, love, and put Facebook, okay? When you put that in, what you're going to find is a lot of things, amen? Praise God. You're going to see Alfreda Imanya, love. Matter of fact, that's my middle name, and that is my main page. That is the page that I go to most of the time, and so you can connect with me right there on Alfreda Imanya Love, okay? Alfreda Imanya Love right there. All right, you connect with me. And if you go back, let's go back here, okay? Here is just a little bit. When you type in my name, you'll see Dr. Alfreda Imanya Love, Facebook, about the radio show. You'll see some slide shares. You'll see Google Plus. You'll see Speaker Match, you'll see different things that I'm on. So be sure to check that out and be sure to follow those pages. If you go to Facebook, okay, if you go to Facebook, you can go to Love's Comedy and Entertainment Part 1. I have many different social media sites with many different people. So a lot of people are following the show, but they're on so many different social sites. So if you go to Love's Comedy, Love, that's L-O-V-E, apostrophe S, Comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y, and Entertainment, Part 1. You can go here, and you will see the last posting is on October 21st, praying with love and power around the world. And so I'm going to update this. So this is one of the pages. Also, you will see one of the gospel artists who I had. If you click on this particular video, we were in Georgia, and so she was getting ready to go on stage. And then I made a couple of videos. You can check those out. But that's my comedy and entertainment page. And so if you type in Love's Media and Event Coverage, that was a page that was just created a couple of months ago. So we're going to build up that clientele as well. You will see A Spiritual Guide on the Go. You can purchase that book as well. You will see Praying with Love and Power. And you will see many things, a newsletter. So be sure to look at that, check that out, okay? If you type in Love, Live Jesus Ministry, all right, that's another social media site, and you will find the book there. And, yeah, so you can like this page and you can find out when things are going on as well on this particular page. If you go back out, okay, and you type in Love, we did Love's Media, we did Love, Live Jesus Ministry, and we did Love's Comedy. And so those are the only ones. Of course, if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some dates as well that I want to reiterate is December the 18th. That is the actual talent show, but 31st, because that's when you need to email me letting me know that you will be in the talent show at the Belmead Civic Center, the Belmead Civic Center. So be sure to do that. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. There are many people on the line tonight, and it's almost 10 o'clock. Praise God, we finished before, we're going to finish before 10. But there are so many people online, and so I thank you guys so much for being online, listening. And as I said before, if you want to interact, be sure to do that. You can interact or whatever you need to do. So I really appreciate and I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Be sure to come back on tomorrow around 9 or 10. I will have the exact time because we're going to have Love's Top 15 Billboard Gospel Artists, as you see on my page, Love's Top 15 Billboard Gospel Artists. And no one knows who those gospel artists will be, so you need to come back so that you will find out who those particular artists will be, okay? In addition to that, just make sure that you just keep those dates in mind. Make sure that on tomorrow you have a praise and wonderful day, because God is good. God rose on the third day, so remember that, with all power in his hand. And so just know that on tomorrow we're going to have praise and worship. Remember that on the Free to Love Show, the Love of Jesus Ministry. And then on Wednesday we have the pleasure of having Mr. Mark Everson. He's a Republican presidential nominee. He will be on the ministry, and we will find out a little bit about his views and some of the things that he's doing as far as his campaign is going. And then we're going to have other presidents. We're going to have CEOs. We're going to have some rappers. We're going to have gospel artists. We're going to have actors and actresses that you watch on TV. We're going to have a lot of people come to the ministry, so you don't want to miss it. I have a project in mind. It's a great project that I have in mind with a couple of people. And so I just want each and every one of you to come out and enjoy those things. And I'm saying that for in the future. As I said before, make sure that you continue to be healthy and keep healthy, and, you know, make sure that you don't let the allergies, amen, get the best of you. Praise God. And I wanted to just thank each and every one of you. And if you didn't say anything this time, maybe you'll say something next time. I always know that the doors are open to speak because we help each other. You know, we strengthen each other through God's power when we speak and when we bring things to the atmosphere. I pray for those who are going through the storms, those who just come out, and those who are going in the storm. Amen. I pray for our children. I pray for our grandchildren. I pray for this world, this nation. I pray for people who are homeless. I pray for people who have and people who do not have. I pray for strength, and I pray for deliverance for people. And I just pray that everyone will be safe and everyone will continue to trust in God. And until next time, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow around 9, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.